This is a BMC Academy production.
Now we're going to shine a light on a benefit that could truly change lives. Cancer is a journey no one wants to take, but when it touches our lives or the lives of our loved ones, having the right support can make all the difference. That's where Access Help comes in. This incredible resource is available to our employees and their families, offering expert guidance and compassionate support, all designed to help navigate the complexities of cancer. Hi, Bob. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Great. I want to start about understanding Access Hope. I feel like many of our employees do not know what that is. So if you could start by telling us what Access Hope is and what inspired its creation.
Absolutely. So Access Hope was born in 2019 out of the City of Hope, which is a world-renowned comprehensive cancer center based out of Southern California. The idea behind Access Hope was that patients and their treating oncologists should have access to the top-tier research and approaches of cancer care regardless of where they're located. We always talk about your health should not be dictated by your zip code. So cancer knowledge in the U.S. doubles about every 73 days, and it's really difficult for those treating oncologists to keep up with the newest evidence-based research. Couple that with seeing 30 to 50 patients in a given week, all with their own unique cancer diagnosis, it can be nearly impossible for local oncologists to keep up with the best and greatest. So since our inception, we actually found 6 additional comprehensive cancer centers across the U.S. that share in our mission of really democratizing cancer care. And to put that slightly different, it's how can we take the knowledge from these facilities and bring it to the masses regardless of their zip code?
Yeah, that's great, because it almost feels like you don't have to travel anywhere. You can stay where you're at and you can access the best of the best, the most innovative. So that's really good to hear. And how does Access Help differ from traditional cancer care or support services?
Yeah, excellent question. So we specifically rely upon subspecial oncologists at each of these facilities that are really at the top of their game in their particular field. These are the professionals who dedicate 80 to 90% of their week to research and the newest therapeutics in the fight against cancer. The other 10% of the time, they're actually tending to their own patients. So these are the experts that are really at the forefront of the newest, best, greatest type of cancer research and therapeutics, which means they are the experts really at each subspecial level. And kind of what you just mentioned a second ago about maintaining that local treatment, we do understand the importance of remaining local for treatment. So friends, family, and patients desperately need to have their support system in place. We're able to share the cutting-edge cancer knowledge with those local oncologists at the local level to ensure that everyone gets an equal opportunity in the fight against cancer, again, regardless of their zip code.
I love that. So what types of cancers does Access Hope support, and are there any limitations?
So as long as we have a subspecialist at one of our partners, we're able to cover all cancer types at any stage at any time. And oftentimes we may see a cancer get aggressive or change from the initial review that we'll do. So we're also able to help individuals that have had a kind of differential in their initial diagnosis, and we can give them another report and kind of review later on as well. Again, it comes down to any type of cancer at any time, as long as we have that subspecialist. And typically we'll rely upon our geographic partners. So for individuals that might reside in Texas, we would leverage the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center outside of Dallas. But let's say that they do not have a subspecialist for a particular cancer type. We'll then pivot to one of our other partners, like a Dana-Farber or a Johns Hopkins, who may have that particular specialty on staff. And whether members at the early stages of their diagnosis or just recently found out that they unfortunately have cancer, even to those who've been receiving long-term care, we can assist in the diagnosis and treatment plan really at any stage of their journey.
Yeah, and how does it work? So if there's someone that, like you mentioned, just started a diagnosis or has been diagnosed for some time, how does an employee or their family member get started with Access Help?
Yeah, so we love our partnership with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. My first thing to say to is flip over that little Blue Cross Blue Shield ID card. We've all seen the commercials on TV, and there's a care management number on the back. they'll be able to help really get the process started, make sure that this is the right fit for an individual that's seeking out a second opinion. It's really a seamless process and ensures that the members are really covered before they're warm transferred to Access Hope. And from there, we'll really take on the burden of procuring medical records, of assigning a subspecialist, of really getting all the diagnostics transferred over. And within 5 to 7 business days, once we have all those records, we'll be able to send back a completed report. For those who are not listening to the podcast, or maybe just will forget about it when the time comes that they need a program like this, Blue Cross also does have a proactive outreach when their cancer claims are processed. So what this includes is digital outreach. So think email, telephonic. They may be calling to kind of create an educational awareness that this program is available. And if all else fails, there will be a direct mail as well. And don't worry, the approach that they take is very cognizant of the privacy around a cancer diagnosis. So they'll be sensitive to each patient's situation.
Yes. So everyone out there listening to this, you know, when you see that Blue Cross Blue Shield number on your cell phone, you know, it's Blue Cross reaching out. So there's many times where, you know, they think it's spam or it's not a number they want to answer. So yeah, it's Blue Cross trying to help out. So is there a cost for employees to use Access Hope services?
There is no cost to any employee that uses our services. So BMC understands the importance of helping employees in their cancer journey and really added our programs at no additional cost to the employee and their eligible dependents. Whether getting a second opinion on treatment or really looking for day-to-day support with a dedicated oncology nurse through our cancer support team, there's no out-of-pocket cost associated.
Great. That's good to hear that it's cost-free. And going back to, I know you spoke a little bit about this, about the specialists and experts that Access Hope provides, but if you can go a little bit more detail on what kind of experts are involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, we're only leveraging the best and the brightest in their particular field of cancer care. What separates us from any other cancer care program out there is that now we're always working with a comprehensive cancer center that's been designated by the National Cancer Institute as a top facility in the United States. Some of the cancer centers that you might be familiar with that our program actually partners with would be the City of Hope Comprehensive Cancer Center in Southern California, which is actually our namesake, as I mentioned earlier, the University of Texas Southwest Medical Center outside of Dallas. That's our newest foundational partner. They really treat a big geographic region in the south and southwest area for us. And then a few of the other names that you might recognize would be Johns Hopkins out in Maryland, and also Dana-Farber, which is a world-renowned cancer center out of the Boston area. So we are making sure that the folks that we are assigning our reviews to are at the top of their game. They're the experts in their field, and they all have practicing knowledge from a research and academic background. As I mentioned prior, that 80 to 90% of their time is focused on finding new therapeutics versus just using the standard course of care that may be recommended right now.
Yeah, so for those that haven't used Access Hope, that way we kind of give them an idea of how it looks like. Can you share a story or example of how Access Hope has made a difference in someone's cancer journey?
Absolutely. So what we oftentimes run across is, and this is across the U.S. as well, breast cancer is obviously very known across the U.S. as something that's afflicting many individuals. We do cover breast cancer reviews regardless of the stage. So whether it's stage 1, 2, 3, or 4, we will look in. We had a particular member who actually was diagnosed with a curable breast cancer. Early stage, was able to get the diagnosis early on enough where treatment was going to be effective. Initially, the diagnosis and treatment recommended chemotherapy. And I'm sure everybody listening or on this call understand that probably someone that you love, family, friend, member, everyone has been impacted by cancer one way or another. And chemotherapy in particular can really take a toll on the body when they're going through that. So this individual who was recommended chemotherapy, we were able to really review the medical records. And we went as far as looking at the genetic testing that was available and realized that the results showed she actually did not need chemotherapy. We were able to find a service and a procedure that had an equal cure rate to chemo. So there's going to be no drop off in the level of care. However, we were going to be able to avoid the toxicity, the complications, and the quality of life factors that come along with receiving chemotherapy. So what was great about this case is that we found an equal cure rate without using chemotherapy based on genetic testing, which typically a local oncologist might not look into to see what type of cancer that is. So we're able to really avert getting down that tolling path of going through chemotherapy.
Yeah, that's really good to hear, because you just don't want to get something that's really, one, that you don't need, or two, that's not going to work out for you, and then three, that's going to make you feel really bad. So that's really good to hear. And then, you know, how you'd mentioned cancer is so common now, you know, we know someone that has had cancer before. Right. And so how it impacts not only that person, but family members as well. So just wanted to see, how does Access Hope support not just the patient, but also their caregivers and family members?
Yeah, this has been a big topic because we understand the support system around an individual and their cancer journey really is critical to good outcomes and the treatment overall. And what often does get overlooked is the stress that a diagnosis puts not only on the individual going through the treatment, but also on the loved ones around the patient. So Access Hope is available to all family members covered on the employee plan for services. And this includes second opinions, as well as that oncology nurse line that we have available for support, education, any general questions about treatment. So the other piece is the caregivers, right? Caregivers often get overlooked. It could be just as trying on them as it may be on the patient. For various reasons. So for caregivers and other family members that have not been diagnosed but need their own support, that cancer support team that I'd mentioned is available. As long as the benefits eligible individual is on the phone or at least initiated the call, we'll be able to talk with those caregivers as well and really walk through the trials and tribulations that come along with a loved one receiving the diagnosis and their ongoing treatment. So that aspect of our program is available. It will really come down to being able to communicate in tandem with the patient, at least starting the conversation. Once we've really established that connectivity with the caregiver, we'll be able to continue that ongoing.
Yeah, I like that. You know, there's options there for caregivers and family members to help their loved one. That's really good to hear. What message would you like to share with our employees today, just to wrap this up? With employees today who may be hesitant to reach out for help? I know there are times when you get a serious diagnosis like cancer that you may not want to reach out, or you may not be motivated because it's the, you know, maybe something that may depress someone, or they just don't have the motivation to reach out for help.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, a lot of times we do see that folks are reluctant to reach out to learn what options are available. There is a lot of faith that is given to the treating oncologist. And by no means am I discrediting the community oncologists out there. They do a wonderful job of maintaining care, but they do have a lot on their plate, whether it's how many patients they're seeing, or when I mentioned that cancer care knowledge doubles every 73 days, there's just a lot to keep up with. So my message would really be that it never hurts to get a fresh set of eyes on your diagnosis and treatment plan. Do not worry about offending your oncologist by seeking out a second opinion. In fact, most of the oncologists that we've talked with and we've worked with encourage a second opinion, as they do understand their own limitations on keeping up with the rapidly changing treatments and standards of care. So they welcome the help and the support from peers in their field that are really going to help them understand what the best, latest, and greatest treatment plans are. Your treating oncologist will definitely welcome support and guidance. They'll take no offense. That's really one of the biggest hurdles that we see with our membership and with people with cancer diagnosis in general, is that they're worried about offending their treating oncologist. This program will expedite the second opinion process as well. So in a traditional setting, you'd have to go get your diagnostics and your medical records on a CD, a USB drive. And for the facilities that are really behind the times, it might be on a bunch of floppy disks. But we are able to do this all on your behalf. And we're able to streamline getting a second opinion. In a traditional setting, would be 90 to 120 days to go to one of the facilities that we work with, just to get in the doors. And then I'll wrap it up with, if you are early in your journey or you've been in the fight for a long time, we're here to help, and please do not hesitate to take advantage of this program. BMC and Blue Cross and Blue Shield have done a wonderful job of making sure that all the tools necessary and the support needed for you and your family will be available when you need it.
All right. And from there, we'll go ahead and end it here. Bob, thank you so much. I learned a lot, and I really do hope employees and their families to call Blue Cross Blue Shield so they can have that help with Access Hope. Thank you for being here again.
No, thank you so much for having me. I would just like to be able to spread the word as much as I can, and I appreciate the opportunity.
A cancer diagnosis is never easy, but you don't have to face it alone. With the cancer services and support program from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, you and your family get access to personalized care, expert guidance, and mental health support, all through your BMC health plan, at no additional cost. From diagnosis to post-treatment recovery, our health advocates and cancer care nurses help you understand your plan, prepare for treatment, manage side effects, and stay on track with follow-up care. To make things easier, explore the new Cancer Services and Support Hub, launched in 2025, where you'll find your benefits information, support resources, care options, and more, all in one place. From clinical trial info to emotional support, we're with you every step of the way. Reach out as soon as you get a cancer diagnosis. Call the number on the back of your member ID card and connect with your personal health advocate, available 24/7.